It's not Wednesday. All right, so I just wanted to clarify that. First off, it is Friday, but because of 48 Hours of Impact, we asked Todd Nettleton if he would join us today instead.
Yeah, so Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs, welcome to Ken and Deb in the Morning on a Friday. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Yeah, happy Friday. Happy weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure. So how are things there in your neck of the woods? I know we have a heat advisory tomorrow, but how about you?
Hot.
Yeah.
Very hot. Really hot.
Yeah. So the high humidity thing in Oklahoma is like normal, you know, that's for sure.
Yeah, but the last month it has just been so hot and no rain.
Oh, wow. Man.
It's been over 100 day after day after day.
Oh, wow, Todd.
And we actually at our house were without our air conditioner for part of that time. So I actually learned something really interesting on your digital thermostat.
Yeah.
The number after 99, it actually gives up on numbers after that, and it just says high.
So, you're kidding. You went over 100 inside?
Inside, yeah, upstairs. So, you never want to learn that fact.
No.
Since I learned it, I want to share it with everyone because
wow.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that pro tip, Todd. We appreciate that.
Wow. For all your air conditioning needs.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I'm hoping you got the air conditioning back now. That's for sure.
It is fixed. That's yes. Good. And we are very thankful.
Yeah. That's so, so cool. All right. So let's start off talking about the Nigerian pastor that you want to share. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is a great story that is actually in our free magazine this month, the month of August. The edition focuses particularly on Nigeria. But we share the story of this pastor, Pastor Emmanuel. Last year, he was kidnapped by radical Muslims, along with his wife and his mother-in-law, actually. They actually left his mother-in-law for dead. They thought she wasn't going to make it. They left her. They released his wife, but they kept Pastor Emmanuel for 31 days and had him tied up. They actually beat him repeatedly, especially on Sundays. It was an interesting part of his story. When they figured out he was a pastor, they especially tormented him and tortured him on Sundays because of the fact that he was a pastor. Miraculously, they released him. They allowed him to go back to his family. Here's the amazing thing about Pastor Emmanuel. He went back to his home, back to his family, and back to his church in the same village where he had just been kidnapped from, and just kind of went back into his ministry there. And his attitude was two things, you know, because the obvious question is, look, you just got kidnapped from here. Don't you think maybe you should find a different church, a different place to live, someplace that's safer? He said this. He said, listen, if I leave, what pastor is going to want to pastor this church after I've just gotten kidnapped here? Who's going to take on this role if I leave? I need to stay here. I need to look after my flock. His faith in God, he literally told his kidnappers, if God says I'm going to live, then I'm going to live. And if God says I'm going to die, then I'm okay with that. But it's going to be God that makes the decision, not you guys. Hmm. So his faith in the midst of that kidnapping, his faith to go back to work at the church where he got kidnapped, and to have that attitude, listen, nobody else is going to want this job. It is dangerous. I've proven that. So I need to stay. I need to look after my flock here. Just an amazing example, an amazing story that, again, is in our free magazine in the month of August.
Wow.
So, Todd, how do people get that magazine? What's an easy way for them to read this story?
Persecution.com is the website, and right at the top of the page it says free magazine. Just click on that button, give us your name and address. We will send you the Voice of the Martyrs magazine every month.
Mm. And you have a story out of Sudan as well. Tell us more about that.
We do, and this is a fascinating story because there is some different information online about this case, but four men were arrested in Darfur at the end of June. There is one report that while they were in custody, they were beaten, they were tortured to try to get them to renounce their faith. They have been charged under Sudan's apostasy law. Now, here's the interesting part of that story. The apostasy law was taken off the books after Omar al-Bashir was overthrown by the overthrow in Sudan. And so they've been charged under a law that is no longer exists. And there's a lot of questions about, okay, how's that work? You know, well, how do you go to court on a law that's not there anymore? What's going to happen to them? here's the bottom line. Whether they go to court or not, and they're out on bail now, but they've gone into hiding, and here's why. They have now been publicly identified as Christians, as apostates, as people who left Islam to follow Jesus Christ. So whether they go to court or not, their lives are in danger, because there are those who would say, listen, apostates are supposed to be killed. We need to kill these guys. And so even if now the police let them go and say, oh, this was all a big mistake, we forgot that law doesn't exist anymore, these guys have now been sort of had a big target painted on their back because they've been publicly identified as Christians. And so we'll see whether there's a court process that goes forward or whether they just have to stay in hiding. But either way, their lives are in danger.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Todd, would you do a favor right now? Would you mind just praying for their protection right now?
I would be happy to. Father, we lift up our four brothers in Darfur, and we thank you for them. We thank you that they heard the gospel, that they met Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we just pray your hand of protection over them. Even right now as they're in hiding, right now as we don't know what's going to happen as far as a court case or what will happen in this case, you know all those answers. You know exactly what's going to happen. But Lord, we pray that you would protect them. Lord, I pray for a sense of encouragement for them, that this would not defeat them or discourage them, but that they would feel your presence and feel your encouragement. And Lord, I pray for their families. I pray for others who are hearing this story or watching their example. Lord, use that to make people think, well, why would these guys follow Jesus? What is it about Jesus that drew them? Allow this to be a seed planting exercise for them to plant gospel seeds along the way with people they talk to, even officials that they interact with. And Lord, we pray for the church in Sudan. We know there's so much upheaval there. We pray for peace. And we pray that the church will move forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. So also, Todd Nettleton, Voice of the Martyrs, is also the radio host for VOM Radio. And I find that this interesting. This weekend, you're going to be talking about a need for Bibles in the land where most of it was written. So tell us more.
Yeah, we're going to have the leader of the Israel Bible Society on Voice of the Martyrs Radio, and we will talk about that very thing. You know, you think the Old Testament, especially written in Hebrew, so surely Israelis must have kind of an advantage when they read. And no, it's not that way, actually. And just like most of us probably don't read the King James Bible that is 400 years old, the Old Testament is 2,000 years old. And so he talks about the fact that, you know, the language has changed since then, just like English has changed. And so some of that is hard for them to understand. The other thing he talked about, and I find this really interesting, you can't go to a bookstore in Israel and buy a New Testament in Hebrew. And I said, you know, why is that? And it's not because it's illegal. It's not because the government says, hey, no, you can't sell that book. It's because as a store owner, I know that's going to offend many of my customers. And so I don't want to cause a problem. I don't want to have embarrassment. I don't want my customers to leave when they see a New Testament on the shelves. And so no stores will sell it.
Wow.
And so he talks about that's why the Bible Society there is so important, because for those who want a New Testament in Hebrew, where are they going to get it? And the Bible Society is helping to meet that need. So it's a good conversation. It's a good understanding for us to have about what's happening in Israel, and also equip us to pray, as we always try to do on Voice of the Martyrs Radio, equip people to pray for our brothers and sisters.
You can hear that right here on Moody Radio on Sunday mornings at 5 or wherever you get your apps. You can download your Voice of the Martyr app.
That's right. If you want to do a podcast, you can also look for that where you get your podcasts. Just look for VOM Radio. And Todd, always good to talk to you, brother. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
All right.